End of mountain summer. The fall winds have again descended upon me, and summer has departed like a beloved headed south. In the middle of the night, the door left open, and leaving not even a short note behind, I wake up in a cold sweat, thinking to myself, shall I follow her? Where on earth could I find her, tending her flocks of sheep on the pampas? Nah, I'm staying put. I'd have to search every tango joint in Rio. She'll come back when she's ready. I'm already digging in. Time to shorten up my long-winded Mediterranean lines into something more like Spartan, tough-minded, laconic couplets. What was it? Dionysus said at Thermopylae, when told the Persians would rain down a cloud of arrows so thick, it would black out the sun. Good then, we'll fight in the shade. Hope is. Hope is the patch of blue sky high above on the mountain before me, as it begins without a trace of wind ever so gently to snow. Hope is the first fish returning in the fall from the sea, knowing that others, against all odds, may soon follow. Hope is the young cellist who already knows all her Bach by heart. Hope is the loud, raucous sound of nutcrackers stashing pine seeds for winter, or the tiny buds of a grouseberry already prepared for the coming spring. Hope is the sound of the British choir boy's voice echoing off the great stained glass windows to the west, singing vespers as shut. Hope is the labyrinth we all must walk as the silence of nighttime descends upon the land like a benediction, and we reluctantly realize that we too must continue our journey alone after these few and lucky and rare and all too brief moments of warmth and sharing along the way.